The Mamas on Magic.
Good morning. I'm Shannon.
And I'm Gwen.
And this week we're talking about doing battle with your kids and trying to figure out which battles are worth fighting and which ones are not.
And I'm sure the answers probably vary from one parent to another, but for me, fighting with a picky eater is just not worth it. And believe me, I have tried it. Our 12-year-old has been a picky eater from day one, and we tried all the usual tricks, including making him sit at the table until he tries the new food. But he's one of those kids who will actually gag if he doesn't like the texture or taste of the food. He is not faking it.
That's a good point, because some people think picky eaters are just being stubborn, but I really don't think that's it. If somebody tried to force me to eat something I didn't want or doesn't smell good to me, I probably have a pretty strong negative reaction as well.
I would too. So that's why in our house, we no longer fight the food battle. And ironically enough, when we stopped fighting about food, he actually did start trying new foods. Not very often, but it does happen on occasion. But now it's his choice, and we celebrate every time he finds something new that he likes. And as long as he's healthy and growing, I'm not going to sweat it. I just don't want dinner time to turn into a war zone.
I'm with you on this one. Food is not a battle we fight at our house either. And as our daughter gets older, she's getting better about not being as picky about food. So our advice is to keep offering new things, but don't force it. Just give it some time.
For more tips on when to fight a battle and when to sit it out, check out our homepage at nwamotherload.com.
Where moms click.